and go to bed. It's past 8.
There's just one more thing, Marilla. Mrs. Barry told Diana that we might sleep in the spare room bed. Think of the honor of your little Anne being put in the spare room bed.
It's an honor you'll have to get along without. Now go to bed and don't let me hear another word out of you. You can stop pretending to be asleep, Matthew Cuthbert.
Well, now, Marilla, I think you ought to let Anne go.
Who's bringing up this child, Matthew, you or me?
Well, now, you.
Well, don't interfere then.
Well, now, it ain't interfering to have your own opinion. And my opinion is that you ought to let Anne go.
You'd think I ought to let Anne go to the moon if she took the notion. I don't approve of this concert plan. She'll go there and catch cold, like as not, and have her head filled up with nonsense and excitement. It would unsettle her for a week. I understand that child's disposition better than you, Matthew.
I think you ought to let Anne go, Marilla.
You've heard my reason.
I still think you ought to let her go.
Oh, very well. She can go, since nothing else will please you.
Oh, Marilla, Marilla, say those blessed words again.
Anne Shirley, have you been listening behind that door after I sent you to bed?
Oh, Marilla, my heart was just set on going. I never was at a concert in my life, and when the other girls talk about them in school, I feel so out of it. You didn't know how I felt, but you see, Matthew did. Matthew understands me, and it's so nice to be understood.
Very well, young lady. If you catch pneumonia sleeping in a strange bed or coming out of that hot hall in the middle of the night, don't blame me. Blame Matthew.
He hath brought many captives home to Rome, whose ransoms did the general coffers fill. Did this in Caesar seem ambitious?
I had no idea Mr. Phillips was such an accomplished orator. He's directing everyone over at Prissy Andrews.
Yes, Brutus says he was ambitious, and Brutus is an honorable man.
Ah.
Now for our final recitation, Gilbert Blythe will give us a sonnet by William Shakespeare.
Oh, Gilbert recites beautifully. That is a matter of complete indifference to me, Diana.
Shall I compare thee to a summer's day? Thou art more lovely and more temperate. Rough winds do shake the darling buds of May, and summer's lease, and all too short a date.
Let's undress here in the parlor where it's nice and warm. Hasn't it been a delightful evening? It must be splendid to get up and recite before an audience. Do you suppose we will ever be asked to, Diana?
Yes, of course, someday. They're always wanting the big scholars to recite. Mm. Gilbert Blythe does often, and he's only 2 years older than us.
Oh, Anne, how could you pretend not to listen to him? When he came to the line, "But thy eternal summer shall not fade," he looked right down at you. Diana, you are my bosom friend, but I cannot allow even you to speak to me of that person. You ready for bed? Let's run a race along the corridor. Last one in the spare room is a rotten egg. Who was it? What was in the bed? Aunt Josephine! Oh, Anne, it was Aunt Josephine! However did she come to be there? Oh, I know she will be furious. It's dreadful, it's really dreadful. But did you ever know anything so funny, Anne?
Who is your Aunt Josephine?
She's Father's sister. She lives in Charlottetown. She's awfully old, 70 anyhow, and I don't believe she was ever a girl. We were expecting her out for a visit, but not so soon. She's awfully prim and proper, and she'll scold dreadfully about this. Oh, well, we'd better bunk down with Minnie May, and you can't think how she kicks.
Good morning, Mrs. Lynde. Marilla sent me for your pecan pie recipe.
Come in, child. So, you and Diana nearly frightened poor old Miss Barry to death last night.
Oh, well, who told you about that?
Mrs. Barry was here a few minutes ago on her way to Carmody. She's feeling real worried over it. Old Miss Barry was in a terrible temper. And Josephine Barry's temper is no joke. She won't speak to Diana at all.
It wasn't Diana's fault. It was mine. I suggested racing to see who would get into bed first.
I knew it. I knew that idea came out of your head. Well, You've made a nice lot of trouble. Oh, Miss Barry came out to stay for a month, but she declares she's going right back to town tomorrow. Oh. What's more, she had promised to pay for music lessons for Diana, but now she's determined to do nothing at all for such a tomboy.
Oh,
I guess they had a lively time of it there this morning. Old Miss Barry is rich, and the Barrys all like to keep on the good side of her. Of course, Mrs. Barry never says so, but I'm a pretty...